Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Shane Gray is District 10 Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association and a farmer from Waverly, Illinois. He's representing the corn growers at Commodity Classic in San Antonio this week, talking about the importance of increased E15 markets.
I really thought we had that about a month or so ago. I believe politics probably came into play a little bit on that. And that's fine because, you know, E15 wasn't necessarily voted down or disapproved. It was simply removed from the language and replaced with some language that basically said, look, we're going to form an E15 council, and we're going to do some analyzing on what needs to be done or what's the best way to introduce this. And by maybe the end of February, we're going to begin to report or maybe take some action on what needs to be done coming from the E15 council. And, you know, that's all fine and dandy. We really thought that E15 council, if that's what you want to call it, had been formed a few years ago. And that's what we were doing with this new legislation. But hey, what do what you got to do. And if it's going to be done, if it takes a little bit more than last month and we're a month or two later in doing it, let's get the E15 rolling in all states, not just the states that carry the eight state waiver. And like you had mentioned, E15 is the starting point. But if we really want to make an impact on not only the corn supply and the clean air and emissions, the E25s, the E30s is most definitely has to be the goal at this point. So E15 is a great place to start. It definitely gets the ball rolling and it opens up those markets domestically. But we're probably not going to stop there. When all farmers right now are looking for a market for this grain, because regardless of how you feel about particular issues, there are markets that we have lost. And, you know, we talk to a lot of farmers, and sometimes we are our own worst enemy because they tend to be pretty good at what they do. And in all professions, you know, generally the better you get at your job, the more money you tend to make. And it seems like the better we get at doing what we do, we make a little bit less. So we just have to create other markets and other places to move this grain. And E15, I think, will be, and I hope will be, a positive conversation at Commodity Classic. Not so much that it's been defeated or anything like that, because I do believe there is a little bit of a misconception in the last legislation that was discussed that maybe E15 was voted down. And it wasn't voted down. Language was simply removed, and it basically was just kick the can down the road, so to speak. And hopefully when the right person is available to take credit for getting E15 across the line, we're kind of like, we don't care who gets the credit, just get it done.
Shane Cray, District 10 Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association and a farmer from Waverly, Illinois, at Commodity Classic in San Antonio. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.